KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour. Time for a look at the news for a Wednesday, the 30th day of August for 2017. Valley Springs Elementary was under a lockdown order for a short time yesterday. According to the Calaveras Sheriff's Office, around 1 o'clock on Tuesday, Calaveras Sheriff's deputy was patrolling Pine Street in Valley Springs and observed a subject in front of a residence with what looked like a firearm. Deputies made contact with the subject while Sheriff's Dispatch notified nearby Valley Springs Elementary School. As a precautionary measure, the school decided to lock down all the classrooms. Deputies determined the item was actually an airsoft gun and notified school officials the lockdown order was lifted. Calaveras County Superior Court Judge Grant Barrett is resigning from his position, citing a need for a new chapter in his life. Judge Barrett will be resigning effective Friday, September 1st. Barrett has been on the court since November of 2014. Previously, Barrett had served as Calaveras County Court Commissioner. The court vacancy will be filled by several retired judges on a rotating basis until the position is permanently filled by an appointment of Governor Jerry Brown. Well, next month, the Amador Board of Supervisors will hold a ceremony for a special piece of Amador County history. On September 12th, the board will hold a rededication ceremony for the county's bicentennial quilt. In 1976, a group of local women gathered to organize this project to commemorate the bicentennial and Independence Day with an item specific to Amador County. The Bicentennial Quilt Project was begun with individual embroidered squares depicting iconic features of local Amador County history. That project became two huge quilts that are now on display in the atrium of the administration building on Court Street. The special ceremony will be held prior to the start of the regular September 12th board meeting at 9 a.m. The original participants and/or family members have been invited and will be honored. Members of the community are welcome too. A short reception hosted by the Amador County Historical Society will follow. And the Calaveras County Fair Board of Directors is seeking a theme for this year's fair, or this coming year's fair, I guess we should say. The theme idea should be centered around the following: Calaveras County history, country living, Mark Twain, rodeo, recreation, agriculture, or any other creative idea that represents Calaveras County. Fair themes should be in no later than September 8th. You can email them to laurie@frogtown.org. The person with the winning slogan will receive a VIP package to the 2018 Calaveras County Fair. That's a look at local news on a Wednesday, the 30th day of August for 2017. From the KVGC Newsroom, I'm Jim Geedy reporting.